in this country as well as around the world. And whenever you talk about these things in the media, they make it sound like, well, it's just the way it's been from the beginning. That's just the way it is. You can't do anything about it. It's easy. You just fund the schools. You put the money in there. The state should put money into the schools, and that will help the situation. It's very simple. And there are some even more horrendous things going on around the world, especially in Palestine, and especially in Iraq right now, and especially all over the world, and Haiti, especially amongst children. And you say, well, we can't do anything about it. This is, we'll throw our hands up in the air. This is a horrible thing. These children are dying. They're starving. They're being killed by missiles and army soldiers and things like that. What can we do about it? It's simple. You stop funding the terrorists. The terrorists, the biggest terrorists in this world today, the United States government. You know, Martin Luther King said it in a different kind of way, the biggest purveyor of violence. And it's still true today, and it's been true for a long time. And the only thing that's going to stop it is not these politicians who waver back and forth, not knowing what side they're going to be on. Some of them who should know better are even supporting Sharon. That's not, they're not going to do it. We have to do it. Because we see the violence every day reflected in the violence against the people around the world. And we should say we're not going to stand for it anymore. And we should all get out for June 5th. All get out Saturday, June 5th at Olympic and Broadway and march and show them that this movement is not dead. This movement is very strong. And we will not let you destroy our children, or their children, or anyone's children. I didn't say who I was. My name is John Parker from the International Action Center, and I'm on the steering committee, National Steering Committee of ANSWER. Thank you.